Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Cambridge City officials say they've disbursed more than $87,000 in aid to some of the 125 people displaced by this weekend's 10-alarm fire in East Cambridge. The mayor's relief fund has raised more than $575,000 so far. That immediate cash aid is just the first step in the long rebuilding process faced by Berkshire Street residents. We visited the neighborhood yesterday and saw blackened, condemned buildings ruined by the fire. So we're on the corner of Berkshire and Plymouth Street, and from this side we can see really the extent of the damage to St. Patrick's Place, this church that was converted into 16 units of affordable housing. The windows are all blasted out. The roof is totally collapsed, wet. You can see incinerated roof beams and rafters. It's blackened. The building is clearly destroyed. But crews are hard at work. A trio of trucks from the Cambridge Electrical Department rumble by us. Workers for Verizon use bucket trucks to attend to sagging phone lines, and they raise fresh new wood telephone poles to brace the ones charred by the fire. So there's absolutely no doubt that this neighborhood will bounce back. But what will it look like when it does? Real estate values in East Cambridge are rapidly rising, and many of the families displaced by the fire were living in affordable housing. So we met up with Deborah Rue. She's executive director of Just a Start, the Cambridge Community Development Corporation that owns St. Patrick's Place, that fire-gutted church we were looking at that Just a Start had converted into housing units. The entire development includes several buildings totaling some 32 units. And I asked Deborah Rue how much of St. Patrick's Place had been damaged and whether Cambridge families risked losing this gem of affordable housing on Berkshire Street.
The fire impacted the roof, and there's a tremendous amount of water damage.
Yeah.
The basement has parking for 13 cars.
Uh-huh.
I understand the water's so high, some of the cars are floating. You know, that's kind of the most damaged of our properties. But to the right are three buildings that are more like triple deckers. One of them is 40 York Street. Is also sustained some damage, but we definitely will be able to repair that. It may take a couple of months to get it done, and then two more are actually okay.
How many families and people lived in St. Patrick's Place?
There are 16 units, 15 of them were occupied. In the total campus here, there's 32 units, 16 in the original church building alone.
Okay, and 30 of them were affordable housing, right?
32, all of them were affordable
all,
housing.
All of them were affordable housing. So how much of a loss is it for Just a Start? I mean, obviously, it's a total loss for the families who were living
right,
here.
Right. It's a total loss. And all of the families that are of those 16 units need to find other permanent housing. And we're working with them, as the city is working with them extensively to get them into other affordable housing. Just a Start has a portfolio of about 600 units in Cambridge, and we have a handful that are available, and we're trying to get those folks into those as a priority. As other agencies have come forward, and you know the market rate housers have come forward too, but they're of course wanting market rates. So it's a big challenge, because the other desire is to keep people in this neighborhood or to keep them in Cambridge.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood particularly, which is even more challenging because a lot of people have kids in the schools and, you know, they don't want to move their kids to other schools.
So can you tell me the story about how St. Patrick's Place was developed from, obviously it was a church beforehand,
right,
into all of these units of affordable housing?
Right. Yeah. In 1991, the Archdiocese decided to close St. Patrick's and wanted somebody to take the property. And Just to Start worked with the Cambridge Community Development Corporation and neighborhood associations, et cetera, to actually acquire that and put together the financial package. Our records show that it cost about $4 million to renovate.
So $4 million in the 90s?
In the 90s.
Okay.
Right, right. Yeah. So, of course, redeveloping this will be significant.
I mean, so it's a huge consideration. So do you know for sure that Just a Start will be able to hold on to this property? I mean,
We will definitely be able to hold on to it. I think it's a matter of what happens to the structure itself and how we have to redevelop it. And even if it could be restored, I'm sure it would have to, you know, need extensive work. Yeah. That will take years.
Because one of the reasons why we wanted to talk with you is that one concern that we were wondering about is if the gentrification pressures right around the neighborhood could end up changing the fabric of Berkshire Street.
That's already really started to happen. And what the building next door that allegedly caught on fire, I mean, I just read in the Globe, sold for $1.5 million and was being gutted. So that is no longer in the affordable stock, because if they're making three units and they're putting in, you know, they're going to sell for $750,000 or $800,000 or more, that is gentrification. I mean, and one of the great things that you actually see, you know, both, it has a double-edged sword, but one of the great things you see in Cambridge oftentimes is affordable housing, because it's done in a quality way, right next door to, you know, market-rate housing. So, you know, this will be maintained as affordable housing. There is really no risk of us, you know, losing this.
Right. And that's because Justice Starr owns it, though.
Yes,
I'm wondering... We can't know yet, but there are individual property owners here who also lost their
absolutely.
Homes. What might happen there?
And what will happen to those? I mean, that will be, you know, Cambridge real estate is at an absolute premium. How it'll impact the long-term neighborhood. I mean, we've already seen kind of the pressure of Kendall Square kind of moving in here on East Cambridge. So it'll have an impact.
So what are the immediate challenges that Justice Starr faces?
Well, do you have all day? the immediate challenges really are, I think, twofold. There's the building and what's going to happen with it, and there's the residents. So the major focus right now, we've been spending countless hours and hours and hours, is with residents and trying to help them get into other housing. We have, you know...
Where are they now?
Mostly they're in the Holiday Inn in Somerville, the ones that needed to be put up. We don't have insurance for that. That is something that, you know, we either have to fund or the city is going to fund with the money that they raised, or we're going to get more funds to help with that. So the biggest challenges are helping the residents and getting them housed appropriately in places where they can afford and have transportation and all the issues. And then there's the building, and the one building that can be renovated pretty quickly in a couple months is a priority, and then figuring out what to do with this. And people have belongings in there, and they're all really wanting to get in. And, you know, we have to determine the safety before we can let anyone in there.
You used to live in this neighborhood. How much has it, how much has it changed since you...
Well, you know, I lived in this neighborhood 40 or so years ago. I'd say a lot of it looks and feels the same way. I mean, we have trendier restaurants, but you still have some of those shops. There's that live poultry sign that was here when I lived here, and I hope never goes away, because it's kind of an icon. So it's definitely a changing neighborhood and trying to stay true to itself. So we do have a lot of clients in this neighborhood who have lived here. You know, they've been in the families for generations, and they've lived here, and they want to stay here.
Well, thank you so much
for
talking with us. We wish you the best of luck in getting people back into housing.
Yeah.
And, we'll put links on our website for to Justice Starr to get people, see if they want to help you out, too.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Take care.
Well, that's Deborah Rue. She's executive director of Just a Start, the Cambridge Community Development Group that owns several affordable housing units that were damaged in the East Cambridge fire. We met her yesterday on Berkshire Street. And by the way, we will have those links at our website that I was talking about. The website is radioboston.org. Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.